Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes, we give thanks to you, Lord. We trust in you. We want to look to you at this time. We want to remember who it is that puts the stars into place, that created us, that created mankind, created this world. And I'd like just to quickly ask Ben to share a passage that he's got now.
Thank you, Jonathan. Okay, I had a sense in Job 37:14, and Chappie went through quite a tough time himself. Listen to this, O Job. Stand and consider the wonders of God. The sense I got was very much, there's a lot of really tough things happening in the world at the moment. You just have to glance at the news and follow it from there. But I got the sense the Lord was saying, look at each other. Look at all the wonders I've given to you, particularly each other. Each other is wonderful human beings. And thank you, dear Lord, for that. And that was a sense I got. We should continually thank God for all the blessings he's giving us each day, particularly each other.
Thank you, Ben. Yes, 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 Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Lord, we do thank you. Thank you for our time. Thank you for the time we can worship you. Thank you for the time we can just spend in your presence. Thank you, Lord, for the reassuring words you can speak to us. Thank you, Lord, that we are not alone in these dark times, but that you are there for us. We trust in you, Lord. We want to say again that we trust in you and we place our lives into your hands. We just offer up this time to you now again, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Greg. Thank you, guys. And we're going to move on now. We're going to move on and listen to a talk. This was actually recorded last week or a number of days ago, and certainly before Joe died, but I think it really does speak to us and does I think there's a lot that the Lord wants to say us to talk to us through this talk at this time. So we're going to hand over to Virginia now in her back garden. Thank you so much, Virginia, and I think you can safely say that that's been very poignant and very encouraging at this time. And I think what I'd like to just perhaps pull out a few of those thoughts, particularly near the end, that Virginia was sharing. Jesus knows everything we're going through. We all need his encouragement. It is in the desert that we learn to lean on him. And from the Transfiguration, God's voice instructing us to listen to his son. And then that one of the lines from that last verse from that hymn she quoted, we ask the Lord to speak to us and to reassure us. And Daniel Turner, I'm not sure if you could tell us, you could just quickly speak your word now if you are. If you can. If not, I will read it out. Let me read it out. So Daniel sent a word in. It said, was it Daniel or Dan Turner? Which one?
Sorry, Jonathan. It was me, actually. It's just using Dan's computer.
Okay, over to you then, Paula.
Yeah, sorry, let me get that. Well, what I really felt was that the Lord wanted to remind us to trust in him. And I just felt the Lord saying that, you know, I know that you are confused. I know that you do not understand and that you are suffering, but trust me, not because you know what is happening, not because you have the whole picture, but because I am trustworthy. And I love you and I care for you. How do I mute?
Thank you. Thank you, Paula. Thank you. So Lord, we do trust in you. We do want to thank you. We do want to thank you for the encouragement to listen to your voice. It's not an optional extra. It's just the key part of being in a relationship with you, is to listen to